Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Lies, lies, and more lies. The question, what is truth, has been asked since the beginning. But it seems like in our modern world that is connected electronically, the world is, that question becomes even more important. What is truth? Who can we believe? Who can we trust? Our experience the past 2 years shows we cannot trust the so-called experts that the mainstream media parades on the Sunday shows. How can we know what to believe? My guest today is Bob Knight. He's a columnist for the Washington Times and a conservative activist. Thanks, Bob, for being with us.
Always good to be with you, Diane.
And you put out a weekly column. First of all, how can would folks just go to thewashingtontimes.com to get a copy of the column, your columns, your weekly columns?
Well, they can do that every week. It's posted online every Sunday night, and then it's in the print edition on Monday morning. But I have a list of quite a few people that I just send it to once a week. It's free. If people want to send me an email at robertknight4@gmail.com, and the four is a number, robertknight4@gmail.com, I'll just add you to the list.
Okay,
there's no
great
cost. You only get it once
every
week.
That's how I get it, and I really enjoy your columns. You have so much insight.
Well, thanks.
And I think, wow, I should have thought of that, you know. So on March 5th, you wrote an article entitled The Gulf Widens Between Truth and Lies. News seekers need to go beyond the gaslighting. Let's first define the word gaslighting.
Gaslighting comes from an old movie called Gaslight.
Oh.
And it's where there's this horrendous husband who is intent on driving his wife insane by making her think she's crazy. You know, he has lights go on and off.
Mm-hmm.
He moves things without telling her. He does everything to drive her crazy, and it's all made up. And I'm saying the media are gaslighting the American public on so many things, making claims that aren't so, trying to panic us. You know, COVID alone, you could write a book on how they use COVID to scare everybody.
And there have been books written. I mean, Dr. Scott Atlas wrote a book. You know, there have been books written. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and Dr. McCullough and there was another terrific doctor who is very credible, but the mainstream media won't touch him, of course, because
he doesn't fit the narrative. It doesn't fit the narrative that they're trying to push.
That's right.
And unfortunately, as you're saying, go ahead.
I was going to say what struck me and what got this column going was watching Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul of New York announce that, oh, my goodness, the rate of new COVID-19 hospital admissions has been increasing to over 300 a day. And then I read in the Wall Street Journal that, in fact, state data showed that daily new hospital admissions fell to 300 from 2,100 in early January.
Wow.
So here's this woman trying to gaslight everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the media don't ask any questions except this columnist from the Wall Street Journal. So she's conveying the impression that they want, which is stay in panic, stay masked, everybody get vaccinated or else. I mean, it's a constant drumbeat.
And it has been for 2 years or as far as the COVID.
Yep.
And then with the vaccine the last year or so, we are now facing a pandemic of the unvaccinated. I mean, that has been a recent tactic of the Democrats.
Well, they're trying to divide us into the vaxxed and unvaxxed.
Yeah.
You know, the washed and unwashed.
Yeah.
And their real plan is to get everybody to be forced to have a vaccine passport because this goes way beyond the pandemic. This is a way to control the population.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of the 666 in the last days.
Mm-hmm. And even the mask.
You cannot buy or sell without
the passport.
You know, you can't go out to a restaurant. You can't go to a theater. You can't do anything. And that's what they want. They want total control.
Absolutely. Although we do see some Democrats pushing back. And I think part of that, Democratic mayors, I think part of that is there's an election coming up in November I heard about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
The lockdowns suddenly disappear.
Uh-huh.
We don't need them anymore. It's really interesting. They got rid of the mask requirement just before Joe Biden's State of the Union.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris could sit there and grin without masks on.
Yeah.
But, you know, right up to that point, masks, got to have masks.
Yeah.
It's just, they're losing the public, I believe. I think the public's tired of this. They realize they've been lied to. I think it's worse than that, though. I think it's worse than our being manipulated. I think they are directly involved in killing hundreds of thousands of people.
I agree.
Because they insisted there are no treatments except vaccinations.
Yeah.
And they suppressed ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and Zithromax and zinc. Those combinations work beautifully. Yeah. I've talked to a number of doctors who have been prescribing them to great success.
Mm-hmm.
And they deliberately kept them from people as the death toll rose.
Right.
This, you know, when are they going to be held accountable for this?
That's a good question. I don't know if they ever will be because the mainstream media is not going to ask those tough questions. And too many people could, you know, depend upon the mainstream media rather than go into alternative media. But I heard or I read that the Biden administration spent $1 billion, that's B, a billion with a B, of taxpayer dollars, obviously, and promoting the need for the vaccines, the safety of the vaccines, and even some conservative media took the money and started promoting the idea, the false idea in my book, that the vaccines are safe. So, I mean, they've been pumping money into this. The pharmaceutical companies have made big bucks through the vaccines and through all the incentives the government's put out there. You know, if hospital has a COVID case and they get so much money, if they have a put someone on a ventilator, they get more money. If they have to have a COVID death, they get more money. It's totally insane. They're incentivizing the hospitals to have COVID cases. I know, you know, there at the beginning, I was keeping track, a little COVID diary, and kept track dates, you know, such and such, the numbers were such and such. And then about probably August of 2020, I said, this is crazy. Because you began to see a pattern, or you began to have more questions about these numbers. Yet the media is still pushing this. Even today, like you gave the example of the New York governor manipulating the numbers to say what she wants them to say so they can keep the New Yorkers, in this case, afraid to get their lives back to normal.
Yeah, and they're still doing it.
Yeah.
And the media are totally complicit with this. You know, in my latest column, Disney, Big Pharma, and the Media's War on Children, I noticed that the Washington Post had a headline, a banner headline, went all the way across the page. Listen to this. Studies suggest masks don't inhibit kids from learning how to communicate.
What study did they look at?
Because all
the other ones.
You know,
they
didn't look at the studies themselves. They rely on these people pushing the narrative.
Yeah.
And I asked, seriously, do any of these people have children?
That's a good question.
Know any children? Seen any children?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know babies begin reading lips as early as 8 months old?
Really?
Get clues.
Are you
that
serious?
Help them communicate.
Oh, my
God. So
goodness.
Everybody's in a mask. They don't
they
think
can't
it affects.
See.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is bad for their health, bad for their development. And this is something my daughter pointed out to me. The CDC has just quietly pushed child development milestones to later ages.
Yeah, I read that.
Now, that's
when
they acquire basic language skills and other skills.
Mm-hmm.
They have to push them back because the kids aren't learning because they're all in masks.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's there's the media pushing more masking.
Yeah.
Because that's the narrative that the Democrats want.
Exactly.
I think it's wearing thin, don't you, Diane?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely wearing thin. I mean, the American people, just look at the truck convoy there in your area, because you're in the D.C. area. Look at the truck convoy, and I forget how many miles long it is as they've been circling the beltway there. But the enthusiastic response to those truckers and the others, not just all trucks, but also RVs and, you know, just plain old cars and trucks.
Yeah.
But the response from, you know, over the overpasses where people have stood with signs, you know, cheering them on with American flags and in some cases Canadian flags because Canadians started, you know, with their truckers convoy. But yeah, the American people are more than fed up with this and they're seeing through the tactics of those pushing the vaccines and the wearing of masks. And they're beginning to see connecting the dots, like this is a Democratic thing. I mean, the Democrats are the ones doing this. So the Democrats are the ones who have shut us down and kept us shut down.
Yep.
Yeah. It's
And they shut down our energy industry.
Really?
They are totally responsible for these $4 or $5 or $6 a gallon gas.
No, President Biden said it's the Russians' fault. It's Putin's fault.
It's Putin, yeah. Even though it was hitting $4 before Putin ever invaded Ukraine.
Yeah, it's $4.39.
And he expects us to believe this.
Unfortunately, there are people who do. I mean, how many Democrats stood up and clapped after everything he said, which was a good percentage of what he said was not quite the truth.
Oh, there's lie after lie. Come on. These aren't just shadings of the truth or exaggerations. He told whoppers.
Yeah.
And they leaped to their feet every time and gave him standing ovations. Yeah. And I'm thinking, okay, America, you're watching this.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you're really living. You know what it's like to go to the supermarket today or the gas pump.
Yeah.
And these people are cheering him for a great job done.
Yeah.
I really would like to – I don't want to be too partisan on this program, but I'm amazed nobody's come up with a bumper sticker that just simply says, vote Democrat, help Biden destroy America.
Oh, wow.
To me, that should be a bestseller.
Yeah, it absolutely. I'll have to write that down.
vote Democrat.
Yeah.
Because they're enablers.
They are.
You know? And except for Joe Manchin and sometimes Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona.
Right.
They're all marching in lockstep with Biden taking us right over the cliff.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, our supposed pro-life Senator Bob Casey just voted for that bill that would have legalized abortion across the country. Yeah, our pro-life.
Yeah, they're getting ready for Roe v. Wade to be, you know, either overturned or damaged.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're rushing to put pro-abortion laws in place everywhere. But that's their high holy cause.
It is. But when you and I know what these bills really are. I mean, the Democrats give a nice sounding name like Build Back Better and all this kind of stuff. Nice sounding name to bills. And even this pro-abortion, you know, legalized abortion throughout every pro-life bill in all 50 states, if this bill had passed in the Senate, because we know Biden would have signed it. But it's a nice-sounding name. And the media is all for this because, I mean, they use the name that the Democrats give the bills, and the mainstream media does not explain what the bills would actually do. They paint it as an attack upon women. If this bill is not passed, there's going to be a continued attack upon women in all these states that have passed any kind of a bill that would save a baby.
And these are the same people who have decided women aren't real. They're just a part of our identity in someone's head.
Mm-hmm.
That there's nothing biological about a woman.
Yeah.
Therefore, a man can compete in sports. And, of course, Leah Thomas is setting new records every day at the University of Pennsylvania swim team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's absurd.
Of course, having him
swim against women and also change in the locker room. They've been complaining. He goes naked, and guess what? He hasn't transitioned, quote, unquote.
Exactly.
So, you know, in another era, he'd be arrested for exposing himself.
Exactly.
Instead, he's hailed as a LGBTQ hero.
Yep, making all, you know, breaking down barriers, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, I know there have been at least several of the team members who have come out publicly objecting to him being on the team. But, of course, they're ostracized even by the school. So that puts fear in the other team members who, you know, more than likely they all agree with the ones who've spoken out against it, against him being there. But they're afraid to say very loudly that they oppose a man on the team. It's totally.
Well, they need more support because
they do.
It's hard to stand against the mob.
Yeah.
And the mob is the media, the Democrat Party, academia, the entertainment industry, most of corporate America now, as judging by Disney, jumping aboard the LGBTQ bandwagon, not only opposing the bill to protect kids as young as kindergarten, but giving $5 million to gay pressure groups like the Human Rights Campaign.
Well, they gave $5 million. Oh, my goodness.
$5 million.
Well, I know that the CEO came out and opposed the bill that Florida just passed that would have, basically it's a parental rights bill is my understanding, but Disney doesn't think that's a good idea because the media is describing it as it's a don't say gay bill, and that's not the case at all. So
no, and Governor DeSantis has done a great job of quashing that impression.
Mm-hmm.
He's taken them on directly at press conferences saying, hey, that's not in the bill. It's not about that.
Good.
It's about protecting kids and giving parents rights.
Yeah.
You know, quit misrepresenting it. Quit gaslighting America.
Right. You know? Do you think they will, though?
Of course not.
Yeah.
They're hardcore left-wing ideologues. They're not reporters or editors anymore. And Diane, you know, I've got a journalistic background.
You're right.
I was in regular newsrooms for 15 years, seven of them at the Los Angeles Times. And I saw the mutation of journalists from maybe mostly liberal, but still fair, all the way over to hardcore Marxist activists who are intent on forcing their views on America. The journalistic ethics that I was used to in the newsroom are no longer apparent at all, especially at the major publications and networks.
Do you think
just the other day I was in a restaurant and I was gazing up at the TV they have over the cash register. CNN was on, and there was one of those rolling headlines underneath.
Right.
And it said, study, colon, cities with lax gun laws have greatest numbers of killings. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Chicago, Baltimore, St. Louis, Philadelphia.
Philly, yeah.
It's totally the opposite of what CNN was depicting.
Yeah.
It's the cities with the most stringent gun laws that are having the most number of murders.
Because the average citizen
can't
get the gun.
And I'm looking at it saying, who do you think believes this anymore?
Well, unfortunately, there are people who still do.
Yeah, I know.
And that's scary.
I know some people who do, and they're really good people, but they just, they watch CNN, and they get the Washington Post, and they think that's truth.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's the Post has gotten so bad under Jeff Bezos. I can't tell you. The Amazon owner who bought it a few years ago. I don't know why, because he made a fortune off capitalism.
Yeah.
And is still making ridiculous money. He's the richest man in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he's turned loose all these Marxist so-called journalists in the Washington Post newsroom who just pump out propaganda day after day.
Every day
it's all racially divisive stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's nothing going on right now, they will dig up a past incident and
past
make a big
incident.
Deal out of it.
Yeah, a past incident.
Anything to put salt in the wound.
Oh, yeah.
Anything to keep the grievance industry going.
Yeah. Why do you think all these reporters are walking in lockstep? Is it because of the journalism schools or what?
Well, they come marinated out of college,
which
is basically Marxist indoctrination centers now all over America.
Yeah.
I went to what has now been named the most liberal college in America, American University in Washington, D.C.
Oh, wow.
I got 2 degrees from AU, a master's in political science and a bachelor's.
Mm-hmm.
And two of my professors, one was openly socialist and one was an outspoken Marxist.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but most of them just were very liberal.
Yeah.
But I still got a good education because I had to read the classics and so forth. So it was okay. And they weren't even that bad back then.
Yeah.
Now, my gosh. So these journalists come out.
Now you probably wouldn't even be accepted because you're not the right skin color. You're not the right race. You have the wrong views.
Oh, yeah. I probably couldn't even get in now.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what your boards are.
Exactly.
SATs.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the other thing, Diane, is that in the newsrooms themselves, there's self-selection going on. They weed out conservatives. Like any left-wing group, they have groupthink.
Mm-hmm.
And they constantly test people in the newsroom. You know, they'll tell a joke that is intended to out you. You know, Trump's the latest demon in their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
They tell a Reagan joke and see if you're laughing or not.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I just remember distinctive, you know, people would gather in small circles in the LA Times newsroom and they'd float these ideas and see who saluted.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I never did. So
even
I
back
got tagged
then.
As a conservative in the newsroom.
So did
and
you volunteer?
Well,
you,
okay.
Yeah. Did you voluntarily leave? I mean, I probably shouldn't ask this, but did you voluntarily leave the LA Times?
Well,
when
I
you
realized.
Saw, yeah.
That's a great question. I realized there was no future for me there because, not to go into it too deep, I got busted down one peg on a job. I'd just been promoted, and then they found out I wrote an article for National Review, the conservative magazine, and they removed me from my new job in one day.
In one day.
And put me back on the news desk, the copy desk.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, now they've identified me as an ideological enemy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I will leave under my own terms.
Yeah.
The Lord blessed me and said, go ahead. And I prayed about it.
Yeah.
Because I'd become a new Christian then in 86. It was way back. And this was in 89. I stayed at the Times 3 more years as kind of a designated conservative Christian in the newsroom.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, Hoover Institution's conservative. They have fellowships. I'm going to try to snag a media fellowship, and I did.
Mm-hmm,
I trusted the Lord. I thought, there's no way I'm coming back. They'd right. never accept me.
Right.
So I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to jump and see if he can catch me. So that just led to a number of wonderful places, like Heritage Foundation, Family Research Council, Concerned Women for America, Media Research. I mean, on and on.
Yeah.
The Lord just kept blessing me. And, you know, when I was a young journalist, my dream would be to be a weekly columnist for a major newspaper. And enough, the Lord delivered.
Absolutely.
I'm in the Washington Times every week. It's not the New York Times, but then I wouldn't want to write for the New York Times right now.
No, they probably wouldn't take you because, you've been outed as a conservative for sure. And,
absolutely.
Your friends who read the Washington Post, have you, you've heard of another major newspaper out of Washington that they might be interested in,
Yeah, well, there were some. In fact, I got one friend to go ahead and subscribe to the Washington Times for a while, and then they just sort of dropped it and just stuck with the Post. And I thought,
my goodness.
Well, they're incorrigible. The Times makes them uncomfortable because it keeps poking at the national narrative.
Right, exactly.
It blows them apart, frankly. The Washington Times is an excellent newspaper.
Yeah, it is.
And
it is.
Yeah. It is. They're very few.
Yeah, there are.
I read the Wall Street Journal, too, and its news pages are very liberal.
Uh-huh.
They're not as bad as the Post or the New York Times.
Uh-huh.
They lean liberal, but the commentary section often has wonderful narrative.
Well, they have Newt Gingrich
columns.
And other. Yeah, they have good.
And their editorials are very well written. So they're a nice counterpoint to the ongoing lying going on by the rest of the media.
And the media, definitely, we need to be very, very careful. What recommendations or suggestions would you give to folks as far as how to find conservative media? You mentioned the Washington Times, and folks have to remember that realize that local newspapers, at least our local newspaper here, they just copy and paste AP articles when it comes to national news.
AP is awful. They're left wing.
Absolutely.
They're no longer just liberal. They're inventing a new language. Gender affirming surgery.
And abortion is healthcare.
Affirming?
Exactly,
Abortion care. Mm-hmm. It's just you can't trust the AP.
No.
There are a number of sites I go to. AmericanThinker.com is one of them. They're excellent articles. They challenged the whole pandemic thing from day one.
Well, good. Okay,
and they dug into it with medical authorities, and they did the best work, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Town Hall sometimes, although they have some people I don't think are great.
Even conservative.
They've gone politically
supposedly,
correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Especially when it comes to the LGBTQ issue.
Yeah, they kind of caved on that.
Yeah.
Except they have Michael Brown still.
Okay.
Who's very good.
He is very good, yes.
Michael Brown is excellent.
Yep.
And, of course, AFA.net news is excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, AFN.
And
AFN.
They run my column once a week,
right.
by the way.
Yeah,
so,
that's true. AFN.net.
The Surge, the Daily Surge, is a conservative blog that comes out and just gives 10 or 12 good articles that challenge the narrative all the time. Just go ahead and Google it, Daily Surge.
Okay, I've not heard of that one. So there are some sources out there. WorldNet Daily is pretty good.
WorldNet Daily, of course.
WND.
Their magazine's amazing. Whistleblower Magazine is first grade.
Okay, so
that's
there are alternatives.
Subscribing to.
Okay, there are.
Oh, there are.
Yeah.
And if you don't seek out those alternatives, you will be snowed under
indoctrinated
the media,
absolutely,
because it's everywhere. You can't get away from it.
No.
And you're surrounded by people who only get that source of news, so they're literally brainwashed.
They are.
Well, not literally, because they don't take their brains out and wash them in the sink, but
true,
they're figuratively brainwashed.
Yes
But you need not be. There are alternatives.
Good Do you have a website also, I'm thinking?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, RobertHKnight.com.
Robert H. Knight.
Just put an H in the middle of my name.
Okay.
RobertHKnight.com.
Okay. Folks can sign up for your weekly column and give your email address again for them to do that?
They can. Or they can just send me an email directly and I'll just sign them up. It's Robert. I don't want to confuse people with two different things, but you got RobertHKnight.com for my website, which does have a store with my books all discounted, and my blog. And then my email address is robertknight4, with the numeral 4, at gmail.com.
Okay, fantastic. And I do encourage
you. You can do either. You can go to either one and get kind of hooked in.
Okay,
at no cost.
especially with gas being $4.39. I mean, you know, I put $15 in the truck and I got all of a quarter of a tank. I mean, it was kind of empty, but still, it's ridiculous.
Oh, I know. And a good friend of mine, Stephen Black, who is an ex-gay,
right,
who does First Stone Ministry, mm-hmm, he went to the National Religious Broadcasters Confab in Nashville, uh-huh, and he said it took him $110 to fill up his Ford Expedition.
Oh, my God.
He'd never paid over $100 before, I don't think, just to fill his tank.
Right.
Oh, that's where we're headed.
That's scary.
And it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
Thanks to Joe Biden's latest shutting down and not going back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obvious he is trying to strangle our mm-hmm energy industry and has done it.
Yep.
And trying
one
to blame Putin is just, it's beneath contempt.
More propaganda. It is. Going to Saudi Arabia and Venezuela and Iran with hat in hand, begging them for more oil.
Yeah, when we've got it and mm-hmm could get plenty from Canada with the XL pipeline.
That's true. Yep.
You know, talk about an unforced error.
Yeah.
And there's Jen Psaki. About lying. Mm-hmm.
She's very good at
oil companies are responsible for this because
they're
greedy. They have 9,000 permits mm-hmm
that they aren't using. Yeah, because they can't.
Yeah, you look at those permits, most of them haven't had the additional permits you need to start mm-hmm drilling. They've been held up.
Yeah.
A lot of them are on land that is no good.
Wow.
And she said, well, XL Pipeline is a non-issue because it would take 2 years to get oil from it. No, it wouldn't. And by the way, he nixed it a year ago.
Exactly.
So we're already a year into that.
Yeah, day one.
Plus, the oil prices would drop the minute they talked about reversing these policies
mm-hmm
because the oil companies build prices in ahead of time for major consumers like airlines. You know, they sell them fuel in bulk.
Uh-huh.
And they have to hedge their bets. They know oil will go up and down. So they sell futures.
Uh-huh.
So the minute they announced there'd be a loosening of all these regulations, those prices would drop. Because they knew it would be coming.
Right.
So we don't have to wait 2 years.
Yeah.
This is nonsense.
Just the promise that it would be happening. Yeah. Would affect the...
You got it.
Yeah.
That's how the market works.
Ridiculous.
But you'd never know it listening to Jen Psaki,
the expert.
Biden mouthpiece.
Yeah, exactly. The red-haired expert. Exactly. One of those media experts that we don't want to listen to, for sure. Hey, Bob, thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate it. And we need to be wary of the media we consume, and be very cautious where we go and what we listen to, because there's too many lies out there for sure. So, but anyway, thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate it. And you take care and enjoy the nice weather down there.
Okay. God bless you, Diane.
Okay. God bless you.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.